Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, the government is set to fund college places for student doctors in Northern Ireland, with a condition of the funding being that students must commit to work for the HSE for a period after their studies. Well, that's the suggestion. This scheme will see students paying that €3,000 contribution fee that's charged in the Republic, and the government then will cover the rest of the fees. But here's the question. Should we look at asking doctors who are trained in Ireland to commit to working for the HSE after they finish college? Well, for more on this, we're joined by Professor Matthew Sadlier, who's chairman of the Consultant Committee of the Irish Medical Organisation, and also Colin Burke, Fine Gael TD for Cork North Central and member of the Oireachtas Health Committee. And thank you both for coming in today. Now, the proposal, Matt, that we're talking about, and also general proposals to make doctors work in the Irish system if they're trained here, you've concerns around the very legality of this, not to mention the moral side of it.
Well, yeah, we've a lot of concerns about this proposal, and we have looked to seek a meeting with the minister to clarify what is intended in this. I mean, the difficulty we have, I mean, ultimately the big difficulty is the best way to retain staff is to make your workplace a good place to work, not by using processes of coercion to keep people in the country by linking them into contracts and linking their medical school places into a contract. It's kind of forgotten that almost 40% or over 40% of the medical school places in this country at the moment are graduate entry medical school, and those students aren't eligible to the free fee scheme because they've already had their free fee in their first degree per se, mm-hmm. and they're paying between 50 and 20,000 per year to study medicine. So the concept that you would roll something out for that group. Now, is it legal to pick on one group? And I suppose in medicine, we're getting a little bit sick and tired, I suppose, of becoming a bit of a political football. You know, we have the HPAT for entry into medical school. You know, this concept that there's a cognitive style that is needed for medicine. It's not there in veterinary. It's not there in dentists. Are we graduating a whole load of other professions who are cognitively unsuited for their profession, but yet who's introduced for medicine? And then to be bringing in this, again, solely for medicine, we're not looking to bring it in for other professions, mm-hmm. other professions in the healthcare service that we have difficulty retaining staff. So we would see it as being, number one, not the best way to improve recruitment and retention. And that will be to make Irish hospitals a good place to work, a fair place to work. And we can talk about some of the difficulties doctors have working in the Irish hospital system. Or, and as I say, coercion is not the way to retain a good staff in any business.
Okay, well, Colm, you tell Matt now why you think that this is a good idea and should happen.
Well, first of all, I think it's important to realise that this is only starting this year where we're talking about, I think, 30 places being available in Northern Ireland. My understanding is that the commitment is only for the intern year. So it's for 12 months, the intern year. And, you know, everyone who's coming out of university in the South, they have to do 12 months in an Irish hospital before they can go to the country.
So it levels the playing field, you're saying?
It levels the playing field. And I think it's important as well that people do get that experience. It's very difficult for anyone. And this is a problem that we've come across. For instance, people who go to university in Limerick who are from Canada, they're not entitled to get an intern place here in the Republic. They're then finding it difficult to get an intern place when they go back home. Likewise, anyone who goes to Northern Ireland, studies Northern Ireland, they will have a difficulty in getting an intern place outside of the Republic. So that's what we're talking about, that the commitment would be for 12 months. Now, this is only starting off as 30 people, I think, is what we're talking about. We have grown the number studying medicine in Ireland. I think in 2022, we went up by 60 places. 2023, it's gone up by 60 places. In 2024, it's gone up by 40 places. So it's 200 additional places studying medicine per annum from from September of the of this year.
But in general terms, are you in favour of saying to medical students, you train here, you benefit from our system, from our universities, so you should give back a couple of years?
Well, we did a study on this, and I was spokesperson on health in the Shannon back in 2012, and they did a detailed study of graduates at that stage, and we examined all of this, and you know there was various. You know, some people were agreeable. I think about 30% of students at the time were in favour of giving a commitment for at least 2 years in Ireland. I think one of the things that we have to do with the medical training system here in Ireland is that we have too many people leaving at a very early stage because they're not happy with the system. I was talking to an intern in the last week. he's out of college from UCD, he's working 75 hours a week, and he finds it extremely challenging. He also finds that he's spending over 50% of the time on the phone trying to chase up extras, CT scans, etc. So you agree with
Matthew that we should make it more attractive, but are you also saying that we need to compel them to stay for a few years after graduating?
I think we need to look out. If we want to compel people, we have to make it attractive. Mm-hmm. I don't think. And remember the study that I did.
This is the key, because I want to just get your position on this. You do want to compel people, but you are agreeing with Matthew that we have to make it a nicer place and a better place to work.
No, I think in relation to Northern Ireland, because of the fact that we're acquiring them, we're paying a substantial amount of the cost of the work in Northern Ireland. I think it's only 30 places. It will be a requirement that they would do 12 months. Mm-hmm. In an Irish hospital. So it's 12 months. But they would be required for intern year anyway. They would be required to do that 12 months. Now, my understanding is the agreement has still not been signed between the Department of Further and Higher Education and university. But my understanding is it's in discussions at this stage. But we need to look at the long term as regards how we manage medical students. We have a problem here in Ireland where we're training a large number of medical students, and we have a large number of them leaving once they have done their intern year. Mm-hmm. I mean, we did that study.
Should we ask them to stay? Should we say to them, part of this deal here, you get your training here, you stay for a while?
Well, I think you can only do that provided you have an adequate structure and support system in place. And I don't believe we've done enough work on that over the last 10 years, though we did highlight it back in 2012.
But you're saying that should be the ambition, to get to that point where everybody would be comfortable making that ask of graduating medical students that you must stay here in Ireland and work for a couple of years,
whatever
it's defined
as. I think we have to do a lot of improving in the system. And I think it's interesting to look at in relation to GP trainees. For instance, we're training 280 GP trainees this year. I think it's going up to 350 next year. But in fact, something like 94-95% of the trained GPs, and their training is for 4 years, stay in Ireland once they have qualified. So let's see.
Why is that, Matthew? Can you explain that?
Well, I mean, that would be because they've done the training scheme in Ireland, and by the time a doctor would get onto a training scheme, they're probably a little bit later in their career on GP, and that's why they probably would stay in Ireland. I mean, the issue we do have an issue with doctors leaving and going abroad, especially as Colm said, post the intern year, and Australia being the country that's the most popular at the moment for people to go. And what we need to do is one of two things. One, it's not actually doctors going abroad that is the problem. Okay, because medicine survives and any academic discipline survives by cross-pollination. The problem is doctors not coming back, you know, and that is ultimately the biggest problem. The Irish hospital and medical system has only ever survived by doctors going abroad, learning new skills and bringing it back here. You know, we are a relatively small country. You know, we are not, in some areas we are the cutting edge of science, but most medical areas we're not. So if people need to learn new surgical procedures, new equipment, mm-hmm. and all these sort of things, you know, going abroad is a necessary part of most doctors'
there
education.
There is a benefit to that, Colm, isn't there?
Absolutely. And I mean, when we did this study back in 2012, we found that the people we studied, even though a lot of them were going abroad, 63% of them wanted to be back in Ireland within 10 years. And I'm not sure if that's happening at the moment, because if you look at the hospitals outside of Dublin, Cork, Limerick and Galway, you will find a large percentage of both the consultants now and the junior doctors are non-Irish. In some hospitals, it's well up to 80%. And we need to look at, you know, what do we have to do to make it attractive for people to stay within the Irish health system? We are doing very well in our universities. We have increased a number of places, but we still have not done enough in relation to the training.
And you're talking about incentivizing people rather than compelling them.
I'm talking about incentivizing them, but I'm also talking about the whole workload that we give to junior doctors. We're giving them a lot of work that, you know, where, as I said, the person is spending 50% of their time chasing about whether, you know, extras are available, whether CT scans are available. And the whole thing of, you know, we haven't done enough work in relation to computerisation of the medical services.
Compelling or forcing doctors once they graduate to stay in Ireland, that's not on your agenda at all.
Not on my agenda, because I think we have to have it more attractive before we go down that road. Mm-hmm. At the moment,
okay. You know, so now we're back to the point. So you're saying that if it is more attractive and if that work is done, then we should look at compelling doctors.
We should look at it at that stage, but we've got to look at...
But Matthew says that's not fair because we don't do that for any other profession. Why would we do it to medics?
We need to look at how do we improve the training to make it more attractive for people to stay and even to be more attractive even to apply for the consultant post. If you look at a lot of the consultant posts that are available now, they're not... At one stage, you'd have 6 or 7 people applying for any consultant vacancy. Now you're looking to get one.
Should we say the same to teachers then?
No, I think we're looking at in relation to medicine because medicine is not a situation where you come out of college and you're straight into, providing a service. It's an ongoing training process. The other problem that we have in the medical system at the moment is that a lot of the positions that are there in the hospitals are not training posts. And we need to look at that as well. How can we grow the number of training posts in our hospitals so that we can get more people to focus? If they spend 3 to 4 years in Ireland, they want to do a number of years outside the country. And as I said, that's a study back in 2012, while a lot of them wanted to leave Ireland once they had their interim year,
a lot of them
wanted to be back
that
within the 10 years.
Mightn't be the case now. So, Matthew, what do you say that, you know, if the health service made it more attractive, would you then be in favour of at least looking at some compellability factor?
No, because I think if the health service is more attractive, you would need to have a compellability factor. And I think that's the key thing. And I mean, I think, yes, we have a large number of doctors who come and work in this country who don't originate from Irish medical schools, but that is a very good thing as well. They have offered, you know, new perspectives, new skills, new expertise to our country. So I think the biggest problems are we need to improve the working conditions for our junior doctors. And one of the problems we have with junior doctors is they go abroad to Australia because of a wanderlust or a desire to see the world. And then when they start working over, they go, actually, I'm not being asked to work, 24-hour shifts. I'm actually being supported in the work I'm doing. I'm working in a hospital that has a functioning IT system.
Yeah.
And actually, the hospitals are providing me with accommodation if I'm going to rotate to a distant place for 3 or 4 months, which is what we don't do here.
Okay.
And then they stay for the conditions, even though they may have travelled for the want for travel.
We're coming to the end. Just a brief point to finish.
I think that's one of the problems we now have as regards junior doctors moving every 6 months. There's a big problem about accommodation, and that's a huge issue now as well.
If they
move outside the country, that's guaranteed for them where they move to.
Okay, Colin Burke, thank you very much for coming in, and Professor Matthew Sadlier.